I'm out here at Route 67 in Chapin, which is one of the last areas the state was able to expand the highway to 4 lanes. Residents say it makes the commute much easier, especially to Jacksonville or Springfield. Now, the state has hit some funding snags in expanding the road in other places, but that's something Senator Durbin says he might be able to fix. Paul Miller has lived in Chapin for more than 30 years and now runs the local bank. He says the highway expansion has made his family's life much easier.
My wife lives in Chapin. She works at Pasman Hospital. She can get to work in 10 minutes. That in itself is nice. Anybody that's, you know, going to Jacksonville or Springfield, it's made their commute better.
But some areas around Maradoja and Beardstown are still only 2 lanes. Senator Dick Durbin says 80% of Illinois highway construction is paid for by a federal trust fund coming from gas taxes.
But we've had a problem. Our cars are more fuel efficient. Our trucks are more fuel efficient. We burn fewer gallons of gas. Less money's coming into the trust fund. The cost of construction continues to go up.
So many central Illinois projects are only around 40% complete. But Durbin put together a bill that would add $6 billion to that trust fund.
Passed the Senate with a pretty strong vote. Now it's over in the House of Representatives. We're hoping by the end of September they will have a long-term bill and we can finally put some investment in building highways and creating jobs in our state.
Durbin says the bill has a better than 50% chance of making it through the House, and if it does, it will bring more economic activity to the state. But while Chapin residents say they notice more traffic, it's not sticking around.
We haven't had people moving into Chapin. We haven't had a housing boom. No new businesses opening up because of that. But, you know, maybe that'll happen on down the road.
IDOT officials say if the money doesn't come from the federal government, it probably won't be coming from the state in the near future. They say they have to shore up things with the budget at the State House before they focus on projects like Route 67.